This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi, while addressing Parivartan Sankalp rallies in Haldia, Asansol and Surrey yesterday, termed the ongoing West Bengal elections as a crusade to restore the state's former glory. He claimed that after decades of decline under Congress and left rule, the TMC has further devastated the state through corruption, specifically citing its failure to make Bengal self-sufficient in fish production and the rise of coal and sand mafias in Asansol. Trinamool Congress Chief and Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee yesterday asserted that her party will emerge victorious in the upcoming elections despite the BJP's alleged attempts to capture Bengal by deleting over 90 lakh names from the voter list through SIR. Addressing a public meeting in Minakant to support of candidate Usharani Mondal, the Chief Minister claimed that names of people from all religions and communities were removed. Electioneering is in full swing in Tamil Nadu with star campaigners, senior BJP leaders and union ministers Piyush Goyal, Dr. L. Murugan, state BJP's former leader Annamalai are wooing voters to the NDA alliance. AIADMK leader Edappally Palaniswamy, DMK chief and chief minister of Tamil Nadu M.K. Stalin, Udayanidhi Stalin, Sengottaiyan, Premalatha Vijayakant, Dr. Anbumani, Kanimori and many others are crisscrossing the state garnering votes for their parties. Election Commission has said that the polling for assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry and the by-elections in four assembly constituencies in three states remain by and large peaceful, barring a few incidents. Assam and Puducherry record the highest ever poll participation yesterday. Assam registered 85.38% voter turnout, while Puducherry recorded 89.87% voter turnout. Previously, the highest poll participation in Assam was 84.67% in 2016 assembly elections, and for Puducherry, it was 86.19% in 2011 assembly elections. In Kerala, 78.03% poll participation was recorded. In by-polls, Bagalkot assembly seat in Karnataka registered 68.7% voter turnout, while Davanagere South witnessed a turnout at 68.55%. The Koredang assembly constituency in Nagaland recorded the turnout of 82.21% and Dharmanagar seat in Tripura recorded the turnout of over 80%. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said that the partnership between India and Mauritius has witnessed remarkable and substantial growth progress in the span of over a year. In a statement to media after meeting Mauritius Prime Minister Naveen Ramagulam, Dr. Jaishankar said that they had wide-ranging discussions on various facets of the bilateral relationship. These encompasses maritime cooperation, development partnership, health, education, capacity building and people-to-people ties. Foreign Secretary Vikram Nisare engaged in dialogue with leading thought leaders in Washington, D.C. strategic community on the current state and future trajectory of India-U.S. bilateral ties. They also discussed ongoing geopolitical developments and their implications for global energy, food and economic security. The Foreign Secretary is on a three-day visit to the U.S. The visit has provided an opportunity to review the full spectrum of India-U.S. bilateral relations and advance ongoing cooperation across key areas. The Israel Defense Forces, IDF, said that it has killed Ali Yusuf Hashi, personal secretary of Hezbollah, Secretary General Naim Qassim, in Beirut. Hashi was also nephew of Hezbollah chief who heads the Lebanese group backed by Iran. The development comes a day after the U.S. and Iran announced a two-week ceasefire agreement. IDF Chief of the General Staff, Lieutenant General Eyal Zamir, said that Israel will continue to strike Hezbollah and use every operational opportunity. In IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants defeated Kolkata Knight Riders by 3 wickets in a last ball thriller at Eden Gardens in Kolkata last night. Chasing 182 for a victory, Lucknow reached the target on the last ball with 3 wickets in hand. Earlier, put into bat, Kolkata Knight Riders scored 181 for 4 in stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.